I came to Philadelphia because I knew some people after I graduated from Vassar in 66. I had some friends here, so I came to Philadelphia. There weren't many exciting jobs offered. There were some jobs offered that required some secretarial skills, which I didn't have. I decided to go beyond that, and I decided to ask whether I could use any of my international background in the job. That's why I started looking at the banking industry, because I heard that Philadelphia National Bank was one of the banks in the city that had an active international division. And when I first went in and I described that I was really interested to work as an international banker, the first person who interviewed me said, "Oh, you're looking for a man's job." So I started working in the international division. There were several other trainees. They were being put through the credit department training. And the other training program that some of the men were going through was international divisions operations. In both cases, I asked to be put through these training programs. And the people in charge, they sort of couldn't come up with any reason why I could not be put through these training programs. All the men were going through. Then I went through these two training programs. And then I looked and I said, well, some of the men who went through these two programs were being sent overseas. So I said, I would like to be sent overseas. And again, they were very open-minded. I mean, they couldn't really keep me back. They didn't have a good reason to keep me back because I was fully trained and I was willing to travel overseas by myself on behalf of the bank. And the only thing was, it was the very first time a major U.S. bank was sending a woman overseas in a credit and line capacity, an officer.